Oh, of course you can have them delivered here, Eloise. No, it won't be any trouble at... We'd better not discuss it anymore, Eloise. You know who just walked in. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Was that Mrs. Wilson?
Yes.
Every time I come in and you're talking to her on the phone, you say, "Here comes you-know-who." And then you hang up. What's going on between you and Mrs. Wilson?
Dennis?
Oh, hi, Dad. I didn't know you were home.
What did you think was holding up this paper?
Dennis, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but if I wanted you to know what Mrs. Wilson and I were talking about, I'd tell you.
That's right, Dennis. You've got to learn not to ask about things that are none of your business.
Yes, sir. But how will I know if they're none of my business if I don't ask what they are? Suspect anything?
Not a thing.
Oh, will he be surprised? Oh, they certainly bring back memories. Remind me of the first pair I knitted for Dennis.
You don't think the bows are too much?
Oh, no, I think it's cute.
Well, it could fit better. But the baby booty pattern was the closest thing I could find. They don't make a pattern for golf club covers. I hope John likes his present.
Oh, Eloise, it's a wonderful gift.
Well, of course, the golf clubs were Dr. Johnson's idea. He thinks John should take up golf for the exercise.
You don't think it's a little late for him to learn?
Dr. Johnson doesn't think so.
Well, between the golf clubs and the party, he's certainly going to be surprised.
Yes. Especially since I promised him I wouldn't even mention his birthday to anyone. He stopped celebrating them years ago. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I'm afraid I'm going to run out of wool. I simply have to have enough to finish this before John's surprise party tonight.
Oh, I'm sure the knit shop is still open. Oh, Eloise, I don't see how you've managed it. I'd never have been able to keep a secret like this from Henry. Oh, not with Dennis around. By now the whole neighborhood would know about it.
Mrs. Wilson. Hi,
Hello,
Mom.
Dear.
Dennis, I thought you were playing baseball.
The game's over. My team won 27 to nothing.
So soon?
We only played one inning. Oh, boy. Are these what you got Mr. Wilson for his birthday?
Yes, Dennis, but they're supposed to be a surprise, so please don't mention it to him.
I won't. Gee, now I know what to get him. A golf ball.
Well, Dennis, Mr. Wilson doesn't celebrate his birthday.
Then why are you giving him the surprise party?
Dennis, how did you know about that?
Well, I found the birthday cake Mrs. Wilson left in our refrigerator.
Dennis, you're not going to say one word to Mr. Wilson about either the clubs or the surprise party.
I won't, Mom. Hey, what are these?
Just some of Mrs. Wilson's knitting.
Who for?
Dennis, you know too much already. Now stop asking questions.
Dennis, would you like to run an errand for me?
Well, I was going to go roller skating.
Worth a quarter.
Hey, I could use that toward buying the golf ball. What do you want me to do?
Well, go down to the knit shop and get another skein of wool like this. Tell Mrs. Gallagher to charge it.
What about the quarter? You gonna charge that too?
Yes, Mrs. Wilson will pay you the quarter as soon as you come back with the wool. Now scoot.
Okay, Mom. Baby booties. Yeah, that's why Mrs. Wilson needs the wool.
Boy, you know what that means.
No, what?
Whenever my mom knits baby booties, I get a new brother or sister.
Jeepers, you mean Mr. and Mrs. Wilson?
Sure. Why else would she be knitting them?
I guess that's why I'm an only child. My mother doesn't know how to knit.
Mine sure does.
Jeepers, Tommy, this complicates things. I was going to get Mr. Wilson a golf ball, but under the circumstances, I'd get him something bigger.
How about a basketball?
Hey, I know what I ought to get him. A box of cigars. But they're pretty expensive.
Hey, I know where you can make a couple of dollars.
Oh,
Mr. Flatner. He pays $2 for every lead.
Well, come on, let's go find him.
Yeah.
Where do you think you're going?
With you. I want to make $2, too.
Seymour, your mother's calling you.
She is? Boy, you sure got good ears. She's in Philadelphia. This is my grandmother.
Now, let me get this straight, Dennis. Mr. and Mrs. John Wilson?
They live right next door to me.
Well, thanks for the lead, Dennis.
How about the $2, Mr. Flatner?
Oh, yeah.
Gee, yeah. Thanks.
Don't forget, if you have any more leads, let me know.
We sure will, Mr. Flatner. I gotta get going down. See you later. Bye, Tommy.
Well, I do hope you can make it, Dr. Johnson.
I'm trying to arrange for another doctor to fill in for me at the hospital. I'll call you the moment I know.
Well, I'm counting on you, Doctor. Bye. Will he be able to make it?
Well, I hope so. It wouldn't be a surprise party without Dr. Johnson.
And his famous spaghetti.
I do wish Dennis would hurry back with that wool.
I can't imagine what's keeping him.
Mr. Flatner pays $2 for these.
I'm sorry, Dennis. My company doesn't do anything like that.
Oh.
The best I can do is offer you a bottle of milk.
Chocolate?
Chocolate.
It's a deal. Their name is Mr. and Mrs. John Wilson. They live right next door to me. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
Congratulations.
Congratulations? I didn't think you knew.
Well, you can't keep a thing like that a secret.
Oh, that Eloise. She promised she wouldn't say anything this year.
Oh, she didn't tell me. I didn't realize it until Tommy told me.
Tommy?
Phone's ringing, Mr. Wilson. See you later.
Eloise? Eloise? Why doesn't she stay home and answer the phone instead of running all over town blabbing about my birthday? Hello?
Hello, John. This is Doc Johnson. Let me talk to Eloise.
Well, she's not at home. She's... Oh, there's somebody at the front door. It's probably her. She's always forgetting her key. Hold on.
Yes? Mr. Wilson? Is Mrs. Wilson at home?
No, she's not.
Well, I'm from the Daisy Dairy, the family dairy. You can always depend on our certified milk.
I'm glad to hear it. But what would we need certified milk for?
You don't know.
Know what?
I guess the husband is always the last one to know. It was the same at my house until the man from the deity service came to the door.
What are you talking about?
Just give this card to Mrs. Wilson and remember our slogan, fresh from the cow to you.
Hello, Dr. Johnson, are you still there? Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but that wasn't Eloise.
Could you give her a message for me?
Sure.
Tell her everything's all arranged at the hospital.
What's arranged? What hospital?
You'll find out in due time.
Find out what? Doc? Doc?
Eloise, why don't you... Oh, Mr. Wilson? Is Mrs. Wilson home?
No, she's not.
Well, I'm with the Dandy Diety Service. You know, if it isn't a dandy, it isn't a diety.
No, I didn't know.
Just tell Mrs. Wilson that when she needs us, if she'll please give us a call.
Now, why would she need a diety service?
Oh, you don't know.
Know what?
I'll bet I've broken the news to 50% of the husbands in this town.
What news?
You'd better ask Mrs. Wilson.
Certified milk? Diety service? Hospital? Anyone would think Eloise was going to have a... Ridiculous. Maybe I...
This is the only blue wool I have, Eloise. I thought it might match.
Oh, thanks. Mrs. Gallagher would have to run out of the shade I need at a time like this.
Well, she says she's expecting another shipment, and she'll call you as soon as she gets it.
Good.
Dr. Frederick Johnson, 311-555-45.
79. Numbers, numbers.
Hello? No, she isn't. Oh, the knit shop. Yes, I'll give her a message. What is it? You have found a ball of wool for the... What? That she's knitting? The... baby booties?
Baby booty. Baby booty. Baby booty.
Hello, John.
Hello, Dr. Frederick Johnson. 311-555-4579. Why is Eloise knitting baby booties?
You'll find out. You time. Oh, this is just dandy.
It isn't a dandy. It isn't a dandy.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't know. The husband is always last to know.
To know what?
The Daisy Dairy delivers certified milk fresh from the cow to you.
It's a boy. Daddy!
Jen.
I don't know. I was on the telephone and... The woman from the knit shop.
About the wool from the booties, Mrs. Wilson's knitting?
What do you know about them?
Maybe I better not say anything. It might be part of the surprise.
I hate surprises.
Now, John, what are you talking about?
About what you are knitting.
Dennis.
Now, don't blame Dennis. The woman from the knit shop called it... Eloise, why didn't you tell me?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Believe me, it's the greatest surprise I've ever had.
Oh, I'm glad you like the idea.
Like it? I love it.
Well, it was Dr. Johnson's idea. He thought it would be a good thing.
Dr. Johnson's? Oh, by the way, he telephoned and said everything's been arranged at the hospital.
Oh, did he say anything else?
No.
Good. Then you don't know about the rest of the surprise.
No, I... Eloise, what do you mean, the rest of the surprise?
You'll find out.
Oh, Eloise.
Mr. Wilson, anytime you need a babysitter, I'll give you a special rate.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Thank you. Look at those adorable bows.
Where do you see the other pair?
What other pair?
Mrs. Wilson's knitting two pair. That's why she needed more wool.
Two pairs of baby booties? The rest of the surprise.
No.
Doc, what are you doing here?
Eloise called me. We had to carry you upstairs.
You let her carry me?
Well, I couldn't do it myself. I told you to go on a diet. All over.
What are you going to do with that knitting needle? A hypodermic needle.
Roll over.
Doc,
When is it going to happen?
Right now.
No, I don't mean that. I mean...
Didn't hurt, did it?
Doc, I want to talk to you.
Not now.
But, Doc...
No talking.
Doc...
Later. Right now, I want you to get some sleep.
Oh, that miserable...
Oh, I'm glad he's all right, Eloise. Oh, by the way, I thought your idea was so cute that I've decided to knit some covers for Henry's golf clubs, too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
What do you want, Daddy?
Nothing, Mom. See you later.
There you are, Dennis. You made quite a haul today. $4.
Yeah, business is booming.
What are you hoping it'll be? A brother or sister?
It doesn't make any difference to me. $2 is $2. Not to get Mr. Wilson a good birthday present. Bye, Mr. Fleitner.
Bye, Dennis.
Henry, will you please sing who that is?
Okay, honey.
Hi, Mr. Mitchell.
Oh, hi.
You don't remember me?
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, Dandy Dandy Service.
That's right, Mr. Fleckner.
I don't know how I could forget you. Why, until you came by to sell us your service, I didn't even know I was going to become a father.
It happens all the time.
Well, it's good to see you. What can I do for you?
Oh, it's not what you can do for me. It's what I can do for you. Give you the best service in town.
Well, fine, but what do I need your service for?
You don't know?
Know what?
Oh, I've done it again. Here's my card. Tell Mrs. Mitchell to call when she needs us.
Done it again? Dandy Didy Service. Oh.
What is it, Doctor?
Looks like the same thing John Wilson has.
Must be some kind of a virus.
A virus?
Take it easy, Henry. You'll be all right. Oh, gosh, I've got to pick up that spaghetti before the market closes. See you at the party later, Alice.
All right, Doctor. Thank you for coming.
Alice.
Henry, you heard what the doctor said.
Alice, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
Fine thing. Just like the last time. I had to find it out from the Didy service man.
Find out what?
That I'm about to become a father.
Oh, dear, I'd better get the doctor. Henry, where on earth did you get an idea like that?
Well, I told you, the Didy service man.
Well, then where did he get an idea like that?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Boy, look what I got Mr. Wilson. A box of cigars for his birthday. Boy, they sure cost a lot. $4.
$4?
Yeah. Now I'll have to start saving to get you a box.
Dennis, where did you get $4?
From Mr. Fleckner, the Didy service man. He pays you for leave.
Then you gave him our name.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, you were knitting a booty, and Tommy told me that his mother always knits a booty just before they have a new baby.
Oh, no.
So I told Mr. Fleckner, and he paid me $2 for the lead.
Well, where did you get the other $2?
I gave him another lead.
Who?
Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, no!
Well, what gave Dennis the idea that Eloise was having a baby?
It was all in his imagination. Eloise was knitting booties, but they weren't really baby booties. They just looked like baby booties.
Well, what were they?
Baby booties.
Yeah, and whenever ever Tommy's mother knits baby booties.
Dennis.
See? Baby booty. One of John Wilson's new golf clubs. Put baby booty
On golf club. Presto, we have a golf club cover.
Say, that's a clever idea.
I thought so, too. That's why I decided to start knitting a set for your clubs.
Gee, now I'll have to return the cigars and give Mr. Fleitner his money back.
I'm afraid you will, Dennis.
You see, Dennis, that's what comes from jumping to conclusions. I hope you've learned something from this.
I sure have. You just can't depend on grown-ups.
What I said.
Oh, poor John. No wonder he fainted.
Well, a lot of men react that way.
You didn't?
I had a virus, you heard what the doctor said.
Oh, poor John. Oh, I hate to think of breaking the news to him when he wakes up.
He's still sleeping?
Like a baby. I'd better not use that word.
Hi.
Oh, God, you made it.
Got the pasta, folks. How you feeling, Henry?
Fine, thanks.
John's still asleep, Doctor.
We'll wake him up after everybody comes. It's going to be a real surprise.
In more ways than one.
Now, come on, let's get the spaghetti started.
Well, what do you need?
Well, first, a big pot.
Right.
Can I do anything to help you, Doc?
Yes, help me move this table under the light so I can see what I'm doing. It's a very delicate operation.
How was this, Doctor?
No, no. Oh, I should have brought along my nurse. She always knows exactly what to do. Alice, be sure to get a big pot. The biggest one you can find. You need a lot of boiling water. And hurry.
Just put in the candles. Don't sample.
Where are the canned tomatoes?
Oh, right over here.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Where's Mr. Wilson?
He's asleep.
I wanted to give him his birthday present.
I thought you returned those cigars, son.
I did, and I gave Mr. Fleitner his money back. And he gave me this to give Mr. Wilson for his birthday, because they just had eight of them.
Eight of what?
Of these.
Oh, isn't it adorable and so tiny? Let me hold it.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Those soulful eyes.
It reminds
me of John.
He looks like a healthy little character.
He's sure going to look funny when he starts walking around the neighborhood with those big floppy ears dragging on the ground.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
I certainly was when I woke up this morning and found that Dr. Johnson had given me a shot and I slept through the whole thing on my stomach.
Didn't you even get me birthday cake?
No, no, I didn't. But I see you did.
Yeah, Mrs. Wilson just gave me a piece.
Dennis, I want to thank you for that wonderful birthday present. Gee, he sure is cute.
Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't give you the present that I wanted to, but I had to give Mr. Fleitner the money back.
I understand. And I'm sorry I couldn't cooperate.
Me too. The man said they were real good cigars.
I don't doubt it. And I would have been proud to give them out.
You could have given him in honor of your new puppy.
Well, a puppy isn't quite the same thing, Dennis.
Well, don't feel bad, Mr. Wilson. It isn't as if you don't have any children. I live right next door.
That's right. So you do. And if I had a son, I'd want him to be just like you, Dennis.
Dennis! Never come in this yard again!